Several of Maryland's congressional districts are widely viewed as among the most gerrymandered in the nation. That is, they're drawn so as to give a political advantage to one party over the other. And that means the races to represent those districts are rarely competitive. But WYPR's Karen Hostler reports a spirited contest is underway in Western Maryland between two candidates, neither of whom actually live in the district they're running to serve.
It's Tuesday morning rush hour at the Shady Grove Metro Station, and buses are unloading passengers at the rate of 50 at a time. Ami Hober tries to get as many as she can to accept her campaign brochures and maybe talk a little bit.
Good morning, Ami Hober, running for Congress.
Suddenly, she's greeted by a return customer. Tony Babcock of Gaithersburg has a question about Hober's claim that her long career in the defense industry has made her a champion of the military.
I met you here the other morning.
Yeah.
But were you in service?
Hober, who spent many years inside the Defense Department before becoming a consultant and contractor, explained.
I did not wear a uniform. I was an appointee. I was Deputy Undersecretary of the Army. That's not a uniform job. That's a civilian appointee job.
Was that good enough? Will she vote for Hober?
Well, I'm looking, yes, I'm looking at the options.
Chalk her up as a definite maybe in Republican Hober's uphill bid to unseat two-term Democrat John Delaney in what is widely seen as Maryland's most competitive congressional contest.
And I believe that, this is our best opportunity to pick up a seat in Maryland, and we have an exceptional female candidate to do so.
That was State Delegate Joe Cluster, who also serves as Executive Director of the Maryland GOP. The Western Maryland District was a longtime Republican stronghold until state Democratic leaders redrew boundary lines in 2011 to infuse it with an overload of mostly liberal Montgomery County Democrats. Delaney, 53, a wealthy businessman who co-founded two successful lending companies, snatched the 2012 party nomination from the favored choice of Democratic leaders and went on to retire 10-term Republican Congressman Roscoe Bartlett. But Delaney barely survived a surprisingly close challenge in 2014, when Republican Larry Hogan rode a wave of Democratic disgruntlement to become Maryland's governor. That signal of Delaney's potential vulnerability helped launch Hober 74 and her husband Mark Epstein 73 on a quest for the 6th district seat that she says has become a kind of mission.
Because I really think I can make a difference, because I think I would be a better representative for this district, and I think I could contribute to the national security of the country.
Thus, at a time in their lives when the couple might be traveling and enjoying outings with family and friends, they are working subway stops and fall festivals, begging for votes. Epstein, a senior executive with the communications firm Qualcomm, has cut his work hours in half to be able to accompany his wife on the campaign trail.
It's a team effort because it's really important for, you know, for both for her and for the country. We got into this over a year ago now, trying to ask ourselves what next and how do we help and how do we give back. And so this is our idea. She said, well, let's try to fix Congress and get some of our ideas forwarded.
Hober and Delaney are neighbors in the posh Montgomery County community of Potomac. Both live a block or so outside the 6th district lines, in the 8th district, and both have the personal wealth to plump up their campaign coffers when necessary. Delaney spent $2.3 million of his own money to defeat Bartlett in 2012. Hober's doing something similar, but Delaney recently cried foul at her tactic. Most of her campaign is underwritten by a super PAC financed almost exclusively by her husband. He is on the hook so far for at least $2.5 million. Delaney complained to the Federal Election Commission that Hober was violating the prohibition against super PAC campaign funds coordinating tactics with a candidate. Delaney calls that a clear violation of the Citizens United court ruling.
And the one limitation that Citizens United put in place, the one and only limitation, is that a super PAC can't coordinate with a campaign. It's clear that they're coordinating. It's obvious to everyone.
Hober says the complaint is groundless. She said she and Epstein were political neophytes when they launched the campaign, so they hooked up with the super PAC to manage the money part.
We do absolutely no coordination, none whatsoever. Mark has referred to it as he throws the money over a transom, and we trust that they will do good things.
A recent Sunday afternoon rally of the Latino Democratic Club of Montgomery County made a strong case for Delaney's likely victory. County Councilwoman Nancy Navarro said the typically liberal voters there more than offset the conservative and Republican residents in western reaches of the district.
There's definitely a bit more conservative folks and, you know, more Republicans as well. But I think Delaney has done such an extraordinary job representing that district and, you know, the needs of the people up there. And so we feel very confident that he will win this election.
Delaney, too, is confident.
So I think that, you know, I think the choices are fairly clear. I've worked very hard across the last 4 years, focused on the needs of the district and working on bipartisan solutions, not only for specific things that help my district, but for the important issues of the day across the country.
By contrast, he calls Hober a Tea Party extremist.
I think my opponent comes at this race with a bunch of very outdated views about where the world is going and what she'd want to do.
Hober has been mostly critical of President Obama's cautious foreign policy and Delaney's support for the president's positions, including the Iran nuclear deal. As the congressional race entered its final weeks, both candidates went negative with attacks on each other. Hober takes the nasty tone as a sign that Delaney doesn't really trust polls that put him far ahead of her. Back at the Metro station, Mark Epstein has a different way of counting votes.
Oh, when she hands out her card, and they look at the picture on it, and they look at her and say, wait a minute, is this you? And she says, yes, it's me. This is a real turn-on because, you know, people don't meet congressmen. And this is really phenomenal, for people. And I normally count that as a vote.
We'll soon find out if he's right. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.